flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
हे रित हे रित हे सखी रहिया कबीर हेरे बूंद समानी समुद्र में सोकत हेरी जाए सर्चिंग एंड सर्चिंग एंड सर्चिंग ओ माय फ्रेंड द सर्चर इज लॉस्ट seeking and seeking and seeking. The seeker is lost. The dewdrop, boon the samani samudra mein. The dewdrop has slipped into the ocean. Sokata heri jai. Now there is no way to get it back. The seeker is lost in the process of searching. The searcher is lost in the process of this seeking. And this is the description of enlightenment. The drop is lost in the ocean. Now there is no way to get it back. The observer has become the observed. These are the different ways the enlightenment is described. The ego has dropped. The barriers are removed. There is one unified consciousness. Enlightenment has got different stages. The most initial stage is the stage of flowering. Till now, the person was unconscious, and suddenly there is awakening, suddenly a spark has ignited. Suddenly, the person starts seeing the world which is beyond physicality. That is the stage which is called flowering. The second stage is awakening. This is the journey from moving from the periphery to the center. This is the center. Now you start moving towards the center from the periphery, from the circumference. The second stage is the stage of awakening. The person is awakened, but the struggle remains. He's better than the previous one. The journey has started. The third stage is self-realization. Many new realizations come, which are beyond the intellectual domain. The person catches divine truths, which an ordinary man cannot see, nor hear, nor fathom. Such unfathomable truths. Person understands, and the fourth and the last stage is enlightenment. The highest stage, where the ego dissolves. Herata herata he sakhi, rahaya kabir here. He's searching and searching and searching, and in searching, the searcher is lost. He's seeking and seeking and seeking, and the seeker is lost. Bund samani samudrame sokat heri jai. The dewdrops has slipped into the ocean. There's no way to get it back now. And that ultimate flowering, that ultimate realization, that ultimate awakening, that ultimate stage is the stage of enlightenment. Person has moved from the periphery to the center. In today's Murli, there is yet a novel example. Baba is comparing soul to a flower. Flower has got different color, different forms. Flower has got different fragrance. God is the spiritual gardener. He is the master gardener. He is the supreme gardener. And he has come to see this godly garden, this spiritual garden. This garden is found only once in the entire Kalpa. This garden is unique. This garden is only one, and the gardener is only one. So God is the supreme gardener, and he has come to his garden to see the spiritual flowers. The color represents knowledge. The form represents yoga, and the essence, the fragrance, represents service or virtues. Baba said, you should be intoxicated, that you belong to the spiritual garden, you belong to this eternal garden, this garden of Allah. Flower is symbolic. Baba said, check yourself. which flower you have become. To what extent your fragrance is spreading. How beautiful you are. Are you colorful or colorless? Is your fragrance good, bad, or neutral? To what extent it is spreading? The spread of extent, the extent of the fragrance. What design you are, what form? Ugly, beautiful, what? Think. So that is the first point from today's Murli. I am a fragrant flower. I am a beautiful flower. I am a colorful flower. Growing in the garden of God. Baba has just told these three things, but there are many other things. There is a flower with thorns, without thorns. There is a flower that grows in the daytime, and there is another night bloomer, grows only at night. What is the distance from the ground? There are flowers near to the ground. There are flowers away from the ground. There are flowers very popular, very famous. And there are flowers not popular, not famous. There are flowers which are perennial, growing all the time. There are flowers which grow only in some season. Winter, summer. During spring, there are flowers which have got medicinal value, and there are flowers which don't have medicinal value. There are flowers which are very costly, and there are flowers which are very cheap. There are flowers that grow in groups. There are flowers they grow solo. So there are huge variety of flowers. There are flowers with multiple petals. There are flowers with single petal. There are flowers with single color. There are flowers which are multicolored. There are flowers which are very heavy. And there are flowers which are light. There are flowers which are very small. And there are flowers which are very big. Depending on the size, depending on the place, depending on the time. So there are so many categories of flowers. So Baba said, see, think which flower you are. So, whilst you can walk in a group and imagine that you are a fragrant flower, a spiritual flower, a flower of the garden of Allah, of God, a spiritual rose, and you are emitting fragrance. That's it. A simple visualization, a thematic walk, a thematic meditation walk. That is the first task from today's Murli. The second task is about Baba is talking with groups, Karnataka and other group, foreigners. Baba said, you have come to Madhuban, now have you become Mayajit? So be more attentive here, more careful here, have more attention here. How is the Amrit Vela? If the Amrit Vela is powerful, you are powerful, the instrument souls, and if the instrument souls are powerful, then the atmosphere is powerful. And then Maya cannot approach you. You become Vigna Vinashak, destroyer of obstacles. So the second point from today's Murli is about Mayajit. And the third point is to become master, son of knowledge. So you can draw the diagram of the sun and depict the rays as different virtues or powers. And yet another important point from today's Murli is about service. How is the service? You don't have to do anything. Automatically service will happen. The flower is beautiful. The flower is fragrant. The flower has got such beautiful design and form. You don't have to go and invite villagers. Come and see how beautiful I am. The flower is going outside. And still. One flower asked the gardener, Master, how can I become eternal? How can I live forever? A flower is asking the gardener, how can I live forever? And the gardener said, plant your fragrance in the hearts of other people. That's it. Plant your fragrance in others' hearts. And that's the way you become eternal, everlasting, undying. So Baba said, if you want to increase the service, become the fragrant flowers. These are the different activities which you can do as regards service. You can do a cleaning drive. You can feed the poor. Go in the schools, go in the orphanage, go in the old age home. Help somebody, give some greeting card. Conduct a meditation skill or teach some skill which you know to somebody. Give some health talk, health tips. But do something new. And keep doing something new every day. These are the different activities which you can do. The goal is to reach the stage of fourth stage, enlightenment. Flowering, awakening, the third, self-realization, and fourth, total enlightenment. This is the perfect and the ultimate blooming of consciousness. And when such blooming takes place, you can grasp things which you cannot ordinarily do. You can understand things which you cannot understand with your intellect. Suddenly a divine vision comes to you. You can see things as they are. A deep, sharp, penetrating vision, a razor-like vision that sees the extraordinary, that sees something which is afar from the sphere of human consciousness. The moment you get connected to divinity, the higher power, the same thing, some new thing happens to you. Otherwise, a man remains an abstract man. There was a person who was highly intellectual. He wanted to become scientist, but his father said, no, you should become doctor. He said, no, father, I am not interested. Father said, no, you have to become doctor. And somehow he became doctor. A doctor who knew theory more than practical. So once a patient came to him, the patient had pneumonia. The doctor rushed to his books. He opened the book and read everything about pneumonia. And he found out there is no cure for this disease. He came and told the patient, I'm sorry, you are not going to survive for more than a week. You are going to die. The patient was unhappy. Unhappy, absolutely unhappy. Now there is no hope. You are about to die. Because it is written in the books, there is no cure for pneumonia. The patient was very unhappy and he left. After 4 or 5 weeks, the doctor saw the patient happily moving around. He said, "Come here. How come you are still alive? You should have been dead by now." The patient said, "Yes, but you know a miracle happened. You told me that I am going to die, so I said, what is there to live? So I went to the shop and ate 32 potato pancakes. 32 potato pancakes I ate. And the very next moment I was happy. I was cured." The doctor said, "Oh, this is enlightening. It's a new knowledge. What is your job?" He said, "I am a tailor." He said, "Good." After a few days, another man came to him with pneumonia. The doctor said, "You need not to despair. There is hope now. And the cure has been discovered. Go immediately and eat 32 pancakes. Potato pancakes. Pakode." The man went and never came back. After a few days, the doctor went to the patient's home and the relatives informed that the man has died after eating 32 pancakes. The man inquired, "What was his profession?" The relative said he was a carpenter. So the doctor came and wrote in his diary, "For a patient who is a tailor with pneumonia, eat 32 pancakes. For a patient who is a carpenter, if he eats 32 pancakes, he dies." So this is called abstract mind. This is called a theoretical mind. This is called an impractical mind. Such a mind cannot think more than what is given. A bookish mind cannot apply the theories, cannot translate theories into practical life. Ultimate flowering gives you a new vision. Your third eye opens and you start seeing things differently. And that's what Baba said about colors, about form, about fragrance. Color, form and fragrance, they are indicative of Jnana, your knowledge, your connection with the ultimate consciousness. And how do you present it? Your Jnana should convert into virtues. Your yoga should translate into action. Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Your karma should become skilled. You should become dexterous. The sharpening should come. Otherwise, the spiritual mere theory knowledge is ineffective, of no use. So, the first soman is, I am a spiritual flower. The second soman is, I am Mayajit, destroyer of obstacle. And the third soman is, I am master son of knowledge. So, that's all about today's Murli. Om Shanti.